Welcome forward. This is Michelle Duffy with KBLA Talk 1580's The Backstory. Again, thank you so much for being here with us. My guest today is Andy Chapman. She is an actress and a director, and currently she's directing the new stage play, The Bluest Eye, which is from Toni Morrison's book from 1970. Can you believe that? All of those years ago, here we are still talking about, still showing the world The Bluest Eye. Now, having said that, though, so...
Banning it, trying to ban it.
Right, yeah. with all of
they
that...
They were there last night, too. The people in Temecula that are fighting the banning of her book, they came to see the show yesterday.
Wow.
That's something they were very complimentary, which I thought was lovely, but they said... I think this is a quintessential answer to the fact that it should not be banned.
Exactly. Because there's so much to learn from it.
Yeah.
I had the privilege of being in the room last night for opening. You know, I keep saying last night because openings are usually at night. The preview for yesterday. And it was breathtaking. It was just incredible to see the set and what you and your team put together. I don't know what I expected, but I didn't expect that, which was also good because I like to be surprised. I like to see where artists allow their artistry to take them. What was your process in developing the set?
I wanted the ancestors to be present. And so the chairs that you saw.
Yes.
And you saw how they were lit.
Yes.
That was them. So when we tell stories in Africa before we were brought here, it was griot-style storytelling. And I wanted their presence. And I wanted, that was kind of my I call it my bluest eye log, because I created the opening with coming through the migration. And them getting there, and the shed that they put all their stuff in is what they could carry with them. But they were in great celebration to arrive. But I wanted the ancestors to watch. So when they sat in those chairs, they became a part of the vision of our ancestors watching this story unfold and all that we've gone through. And so that's why it's set that way. And on top of, I won't give that part away yet. They come and see it.
Okay, yes, come and see it. Get your ticket, A Noise Within. Get your ticket. It's here until September 27th. Is that right?
Something like that.
Something like
that. Terrible. I don't know.
And you should get your ticket and go see it again. It's playing at A Noise Within. I do want to ask you before we get more into the characters in the play. So when Toni Morrison wrote this book, she says that she was writing about, you know, just the vulnerability of the most fragile, a black girl within our society. And we look at 2023 and the black girl is still one of the most vulnerable in our society, right? Yes. We see that society is continuing to attack women and take things away from women to include what they do with their bodies, right? How does that make you feel? What are your thoughts about that?
That's a big question.
First off,
I think it's sad, of course, and we all agree with that. But I also think it's empowering. I think with stories like what Toni is in her book that we're sharing, it illuminates that fact.
Yeah, for sure.
So what I'm hoping is that young black women and women, black women, period, women see this play and understand we can't let that happen. And that's why my ending is the way it is.
That's
not written.
Yeah,
that's why I have that ending.
Wow.
We have to extinguish the thing that has been pervasive. And how we extinguish it, I'm not advocating anything other than that we speak to it directly. Yeah. I mean, like what happened yesterday or in Jacksonville, Saturday in Jacksonville.
With the three people,
you don't get to
killed.
Do that because you don't like the color of someone's skin.
Right.
No.
Right.
Go do something else, but don't kill people because of your problems. Like, remember she said, are you any good? Who are you? This is Toni.
Yeah.
Who are you when you're not standing on top of someone else?
Exactly.
Are you any good?
Yes.
It has nothing to do with us in terms of being a person of color, a black person. Right. It doesn't have anything to do with it.
Go it's deal with your own stuff.
I feel like it's a mental disorder. It's something's wrong because it has nothing to do with us. So I'm hoping that we can be empowered to know that it doesn't have anything to do with you.
Right.
It has to do with them, and they have to work that out.
And even in that,
some of them have to work that out.
Right, and even in that being said, though, Andy, to the extent it has nothing to do with us, it feels so personal.
Oh, it is. We have to speak.
But I'm just saying, it does make you angry. You have to speak to it, but the anger you feel, even, you know, learning of the news the other day, it just makes you so angry that you can still, 30, 40, 50, 60, 100 years later, hear all of these stories about how white people still have not gone to take care of their own mental problems. Health and their own problems,
yes.
And want to keep blaming us for their anger.
But
and
there's nothing to blame. And that's the thing. I think they're killing their notion that it's not our fault.
Right.
It's inside them.
Right.
So wherever you go, there you are.
Right, for sure.
Right? So even though black and brown people are everywhere, wherever you go, white person, there you are. And if you have that hate, you need to exercise
that's
that.
Right. Yeah.
Go pray, and get
find
healed.
Out
something
wrong with that.
Yeah, because something's not right with you.
And you know, to your point, I love what's right about us.
Absolutely.
Something wrong with them, but there's something right about us that we keep finding a way.
Power.
To bounce back. We keep finding a way to stand. We keep finding a way to have joy. We keep finding a way to keep encouraging each other. We keep finding a way to tell our stories and not giving a damn about all the distractions, because that's the other thing Toni Morrison says, is that racism is nothing but distraction. It is to keep us distracted from seeing our own power and knowing who we are. And so I just celebrate us.
Absolutely. That's
being
why
able.
The ancestors are on that stage.
Yeah.
That's why they're represented.
Yeah.
I think that gives us power.
Yeah.
Even though we're telling such a story that is
it's so hard
to see, but the dignity never goes away.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah. Listen, speaking of dignity, your actresses.
Oh.
Let me tell you, honey. You got it right in your casting, because we feel them. We feel their passion. We feel the intensity of their connection to the characters. Mm-hmm. We can tell that they lived with these characters and are living with them as they're presenting them to us. And so I can't say enough about how they just embody what they're doing and who they're playing, for sure.
Yeah, and they've all read the book, and they all love Toni Morrison. So we all feel, even the males, the two males, feel very responsible.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Alex does. Alex
Morris.
He does so much at Noise Within.
Yeah, yeah.
And so
yeah.
It's always good to see him doing his thing, and he transforms into whomever he has to transform into.
Yeah.
Here's what I want to ask you about this whole transformation and owning the character. Because it is such heavy and intense content.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that you have to do as a director to protect the minds, the hearts of your actors and actresses?
Yes. And what I did, which I normally don't do, because I work with anybody, as long as we're on the same page and you're wanting my health and I want your health and your blackness and your whiteness, whatever. So I have no problem. I have a mixture of people I work with.
Right.
But I thought for this particular play, I wanted the stage management team to be a persons of color.
Mm.
Because we were spending so much time in telling this story about the white gaze and the da-da-da-da-da, gaze meaning G-A-Z-E,
right.
That I did not want my black actors saying these words and there's a stage manager, there's a person non-colorful, sitting there looking. It's just an odd feeling. Mm-hmm. So I requested a Latino I wanted a person of color. She could have been Indian or he could have been Indian, whatever. I just needed a person of color to be the stage management team, and I did get that.
Wow.
So I was very happy about that.
When we come forward, I will continue this wonderful conversation with Ms. Andy Chapman. We are talking about her new stage play, The Bluest Eye, and we're talking about the cast and how wonderful a job they did bringing us these characters. When we come forward, I want to talk more about what we felt, what we feel in that room, and what she wants us to leave with when we leave that room. This is KBLA Talk 1580.
A safe place to go loud.
A great place for progressive politics.
KBLA Talk 1580.
I'm David Goldberg, a bilingual elementary school teacher and president of the California Teachers Association. As we start a new school year, there's something new happening in California's public schools. They're called community schools, where families, students, educators, and communities are making decisions as one.
As a parent, I feel like we're really valued as partners in the education system.
Community schools are bridging the systems of academics with the community.
The curriculum is designed around the students and their academic needs.
I know community schools are working. We see it in parent involvement. We see it in student academics.
We saw double-digit gains in math, English, and reading scores.
It's a more innovative, holistic approach to educating students.
I really feel like this is the first time that we're really seeing a system change in our school.
It's innovative, fresh,
and they're already working.
We invite you to learn more about community schools as we come together to reimagine public education here in California. And that's why CTA brought you this message.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase. Make more of what's yours.
Chase Mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
KBLA Talk 1580 stands for Unity and Healing. African Focus Incorporated is a nonprofit organization based in California that focuses on the growth and well-being of Africans all around the world. Their mission is to promote the well-being of people of African descent through knowledge and appreciation of one another by building a bridge of love and understanding. African Focus Incorporated strives for cultural, educational, and economic growth. They're the organization behind the African Family Induction Ceremony, African Goodwill Awards, African Focus Trailblazer Tours, African Dance Competition and Showcase Los Angeles, Family Day, Good News Windows Microfinance Project, and more. To volunteer, travel with African Focus, or to attend one of their community building events, please call 310-676-7730. That's 310-676-7300. Or visit AfricanFocus.org. This is a diaspora-wide community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
Every story has a backstory.
You're listening to The Backstory. Backstory.
With Michelle Duffy on KBLA Talk 1580.
This is Michelle Duffy from The Backstory. Thank you all so much for being here. I am again in conversation with my wonderful guest, Andy Chapman. She is an actress. She is the director of the newest stage play, The Bluest Eye. And we are talking about cast. We're talking about the world you enter into once you come to see this play at A Noise Within. And before the break, you were talking to us about your stage managers and why you wanted them to be people of color.
So there was no other reason. I've had white stage managers before, and I just adore them. But this particular play, I didn't want to put the actors at a disadvantage of just having to have that white gaze be a part of the whole story.
Wow.
I wanted it from the whole of us being able to tell that story from people of color who would understand in the room what it is, you know, what the story is, what and not to speak to any thought while we were talking about the script, not worrying about hurting someone's feelings, not hurt, you know, just unabashedly be just as pure and honest. Yeah. And they were.
And there were a lot of non-black folk in the audience yesterday.
Again.
I mean, they were there, and it would be interesting. You know, it's always interesting to see their thoughts about particular words that are coming out and how the words are coming out and how people are talking. But I'm sure they know when they come what they are coming to.
For sure. Toni Morrison is the one that's, apparently I hear it's selling very well, which is a blessing.
Mm-hmm. It was packed yesterday.
Yeah, and that's a free preview. I was like, well, how are these people doing the preview? We're working on, you know, but I think Toni Morrison just warrants that. And if you know her work and the quality and the elegance and the power of what she's trying to say, you gotta, I would run and see this. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just... But the other thing, too, that was one of the questions that people were asking me about telling this story in a white setting.
Okay.
And I was like, I think that she wrote it for us, of course, and all of her work is for that. But I think because it's a mixed audience, they can get the breadth of it. Because I certainly don't let anybody off the hook. That's
not at all. No, you do not. No,
right.
You
and
do
nor
not.
Did, and nor did she.
Mm-hmm. She didn't.
She didn't.
That's what I posted yesterday. And I said, I know Toni Morrison is so proud of Andy Chapman for what you did. Because this is such a tribute to her. Mm-hmm. Your love for her work. But also your respect for her voice.
Yeah.
You do such a beautiful job. And as I was watching the play, I'm like, this is like word for word. Like you.
That's
you,
Lydia, though. Yes. Lydia Diamond did a marvelous adaptation of
that. Oh, my goodness.
And without all of the peccadillos, you know, that because the book is a breath of a whole bunch of things.
Mm-hmm.
But she did just enough for each thing to work. But mm-hmm. she told the major story, which is what Toni was trying to.
Yeah,
and
because,
apparently she signed off on it for her.
Oh, really?
That Toni Morrison back, because she wrote, I think this play was done back in maybe 15 years ago.
Okay.
I mean, not this, my version,
right,
of,
your
it,
version
but
of it,
but I think it was more naturalistic.
It being a stage play.
Yeah, being a stage play. Mm-hmm. was done many years ago, and Toni Morrison did sign off on Lydia Diamond. This is what I believe. I think I was told that. I don't know that for sure.
But I like how it aligns, because sometimes with an adaptation, you can't really find the book in the film or in the stage play.
They just
play.
Use her name.
They just use her name. But and like August Wilson doesn't play about, don't fool with my words. I wrote it. Do it like I wrote it, right? When we come forward, my remaining three moments with Andy Chapman. This is KBLA Talk 1580.
Yeah,
don't fool with
August
my
Wilson
stuff.
Ain't playing with you.
Stay tuned for more of
The Backstory.
The Backstory.
The Backstory.
With Michelle Duffy on KBLA Talk 1580.
On your period, sudden gushes happen without warning. But now, you can say goodbye to stand-up gush fears. Thanks to Always Ultra Thins with Rapid Dry technology. It absorbs gushes 2 times faster than the leading store brand and gives you up to 100% leak-free protection. Hello, clean and comfortable. With Always, fear no gush.
My ride smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
I gotta try that Febreze
right,
car.
Just right, just right, just right. La 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 la.
Yeah.
Pick up 40 days of consistent scent. All over Febreze car clips right on your vent. And oh, my car's my happy place. Keep that smile on my face. When it smells just right, just right, just right. Yeah. Breathe happy Febreze.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go. But the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
KBLA Talk 1580.
We've got a lot to talk about.
KBLA Talk 1580, reminding you that we keep us safe. The Center for the Pacific Asian Family was founded to help address domestic violence and sexual assault in the Asian and the Pacific Islander communities. The Center for the Pacific Asian Family's mission is to build healthy and safe communities by addressing the root causes and consequences of family violence and violence against women. They are committed to meeting the specific cultural and language needs of the Asian and Pacific Islander women and their families. CPAF's vision is of an Asian and Pacific Islander community that embraces healthy relationships and works in partnership with other communities to eradicate all forms of violence. To access services, volunteer, or for more info, visit nurturingchange.org. At KBLA Talk 1580, we believe everyone deserves to be safe. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
On your period, sudden gushes happen without warning. But now, you can say goodbye to stand-up gush fears. Thanks to Always Ultra Thins with Rapid Dry technology. It absorbs gushes two times faster than the leading store brand and gives you up to 100% leak-free protection. Hello, clean and comfortable. With Always, fear no gush.
Now back to more of the all-new weekend lineup here on KBLA Talk 1580.
That cap on.
Listen, y'all, I have been having the most amazing time in my conversation with Miss Andy Chapman. I hope you all, too, have been enjoying this conversation. And here's the thing. You know, here at The Backstory, I'm always encouraging you to listen to our guests and to listen to their journey and to hear where you may be hearing God talk to you, you know. And one of the things Andy has said, Toni Morrison has lived, is that when God gives you a vision, when he tells you something, let it flow. Mm-hmm. Don't question it. Listen. Don't overthink about it. Listen and let it flow.
And trust
right?
it.
And trust it. And trust it. Mm-hmm. What do you want us to take from this production when we leave, Andy?
Well, we watched the gauntlet, I should say, however delicate it is that little Pecola goes through, but yeah. also the community as well. And even though it seems as if she was the one that was fully engulfed in wanting to have blue eyes,
yeah.
the community also was affected insidiously. Mm-hmm. And so instead of, as Toni says, instead of us protecting her, we became the criticizer of her, or you mm-hmm. know, in the book, the little mm-hmm. boys were calling her Black Emo, but they had black daddies and all mm-hmm. that. But she was the way in which to our pain they put on the little girl mm-hmm. instead mm-hmm. of us taking on that and protecting her,
yeah,
right, and mm-hmm. calling it what it is. Mm-hmm. And so she said, Toni says in one of her essays, she said, I didn't understand how in the community they didn't tell this little black girl she was beautiful. He didn't, yeah. she didn't understand yeah. that. She said, but now, I understand it because the greater culture, the dominant culture, was saying something totally different. And they were reeling, mm-hmm. trying to work it out. So in the future, learn that from that culture yeah. and stand up against it and extinguish it at every turn. That's what
every
I'm saying.
Every turn.
At every
yeah.
turn.
And remember
the smallest
to affirm.
Of the bigger. Exactly.
We have to remember to affirm each other and
exactly.
love on each other in
exactly.
real time and in real ways, because sometimes we say things or people, things are said to us and we don't realize how they stick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things I love about Maya Angelou is she talks about just words and the power of words and being careful how we use them, because mm-hmm. they stick to your clothes and mm-hmm. they stick to your furniture.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know even at 55, ooh, I'm learning to be more powerful,
mm-hmm.
Be more intentional about what I say and mm-hmm. how I say it, and,
mm-hmm.
and making
mm-hmm.
sure that my words are such that they love on people mm-hmm. and make people feel better about themselves. Thank you so much again for being here with me.
Thank
I
you
appreciate
for having
you.
Me. Thank you.
Absolutely. Again, you can see The Bluest Eye at A Noise Within in Pasadena. It runs until September the 24th. You have been listening to The Backstory with Michelle Duffy. Up next is Cafe Mocha with Yo-Yo, Lonnie Love, and Angelique Parent. Thanks so much for being here today. Until next week, stay grateful, stay safe, and indeed stay inspired. I love you. Bye-bye.
KBLA 1580 Santa Monica. We'll